We are here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo. With me is John Starkey, who is president of the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. And John, why don't you just tell me a little bit about the expo this year, how you feel about attendance and exhibitors, and just what you think about the expo this year.
Okay. This is our 62nd show here in Atlanta. Have it usually the third or fourth week in January every year. We have 807 exhibitors, and of course we're still counting attendees. But I'll tell you that we left the when we closed pre-registration, left our building, we had 1,000 more attendees registered than a year ago. So I think that probably speaks to the mood of the industry. Not that it's boom times, but it might be just a little bit better than it was a year ago.
And this is an international event, and what is the makeup here internationally of your visitors?
Well, certainly our largest contingent outside of Canada is from Latin America, but we get representation from all over the world. Europe, Southeast Asia would be the next two large areas behind Latin America.
Now, how has this show grown over the last 60-some years?
Well, I think the focus has certainly grown. I wasn't around 62 years ago, but I do know they used to have it over in the Civic Center, so it gives you an idea of the kind of space that that we use. And then it was an A building, and now it's an A and B building this year. So we have almost 300,000 square feet. It's in the top 100 consistently trade shows in the United States. I think we were 71st last year. So, again, it's a long-standing large show in the trade show industry.
Well, and if you're talking about your attendance actually being up pre-registration, and you have this large contingency from other countries, I've been hearing a lot here about the importance of the poultry and egg industry in feeding the world when we're looking at it, looking down the road of having this massive increase in population globally. How do you feel about that, the importance of the poultry and egg industry in its role in feeding the world?
Well, if you look at it on large-scale production practices, poultry is the most efficient way to take feed grains and convert them into protein. Much better feed conversions than other food species or meat species. So it is certainly has and can provide an economical, reliable source of protein for an awful lot of the world, and that don't have access to that today, be able to afford that economically. So that will continue to be an important growth industry or growth area for our industry.
Well, here in the United States, the producers in this country, I guess this time last year, we were really coming off of a year when feed costs had been increasing tremendously. They moderated somewhat in 2009. What is the mood of the industry right now as far as that is concerned, especially as far as input costs are concerned?
I think generally, and of course you get a lot of analysts that have a lot of different opinions, I think most folks that believe that feed costs are going to be affordable, certainly not at what we would consider more of the historical significantly higher than what we've seen over the last decade prior to the last 2 years, but certainly more affordable than it was spiked up to in 2008. So I don't think, while feed cost is always a concern because it is 70% of the cost of our product, it's not as high on the menu right now as some other items.
Well, and it seems like really the dairy industry, of course, and the pork industry last year, the hog industry, really got hit hard. But the poultry industry seems to be doing much better.
Yeah, it hit us faster. Again, we're the fastest converter also of feed grains to protein. So as soon as those feed costs spiked, it does not take very long to work through our product. And we did have a very difficult end of 2008, maybe a little earlier than some of the other species as a result of that, with certain. Our largest company in bankruptcy, which has turned out to be a very positive development for the industry, the way it ultimately worked out. But again, it was a very difficult time and very difficult environment last year at this show.
Well, now, as far as other challenges, the other things that we're hearing a lot about here are animal rights, food safety. What are some of the other issues that you see as challenges and opportunities for the industry?
Well, certainly those are out there in front of all of us, and I think we need to it's two-pronged. We always need to be striving to do better than we do today. We certainly have improved in our understanding of food safety in the last 20 or 30 years. We've improved our understanding of good animal husbandry practices, and we need to continue to do that. And that's one of the things that the show supports is research in those areas so that we can move forward. But I think also one thing we haven't done well, and probably preaching to the choir here, is to communicate with folks that are around us who aren't in agriculture about why we do the things we do and how we do the things we do so that they have a viewpoint that they don't hear right now as much as they should.
Well, and we've got a lot of that. A lot of this is coming from animal activists, the animal rights activists. How is that hitting the poultry industry in that area?
Well, I think all you have to do is look at California and Prop 2 and the fact that the people of California decided to ban cage layer production. That certainly, if that wasn't a wake-up call for our industry, I don't know what would be. But then again, we had a success in Ohio this year in responding to those responding to that type of campaign and activity, and we learned something, and we need to continue to learn things like that, and again, get a positive message out. We're not afraid of showing that we take proper care of our animals. We just need to find the right way to communicate that.
And that's being more proactive rather than reactive, would you say?
Definitely think so. Definitely think so. And again, that's an area that funds from this show will help us develop products and tools that our members then can use to go out and educate their communities on what we're doing.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
It's a great show. Great attendance. If you can still get here, come on down.
All right. Thank you very much. John, here at the International Poultry Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.